heading east past Greeley and Kersey in northern Colorado. The landscape is dotted with alfalfa farms and oil and gas rigs. And right off Highway 34, there's something else. To the casual observer, it looks like all the other farms in this agricultural belt. But it's home to a cutting-edge research facility that could hold a solution to Colorado's looming water woes.
It comes through here, and this is where we meter all everything that's delivered to the system as a whole.
That's Jason von Lemke, the vice president of the United Water Sanitation District and project manager for this research site that has a rather fitting acronym.
We say SEEP, like it seeps out of the drip irrigator.
It's actually SIEP, and it stands for Subsurface Irrigation Efficiency Project. Throughout this 70-acre farm, high-tech drip tape is placed in rows approximately 3 feet apart, 10 inches below the ground. Drip irrigation is highly efficient, with water being applied directly to the root of the plant. Compare that to the more commonly used methods of watering crops, like overhead sprinklers and flood irrigation. Every drop of water on this farm is monitored, and it allows researchers like Manajay Varzi to control how much water goes to the plant and then to see what happens if less water is applied.
Some of them are getting 30% of total crop water requirement. Some get 50, some get 70, and there is one control plot that gets all the water that the plant needs.
One of the crops they're looking at is alfalfa, which Varzi says has a direct relationship with the water it receives.
That means that if you reduce 30% of the water that the crop is receiving, you're going to see the same amount of reduction in your yield.
As far as research goes, it's early days, just 3 years into a project that could last three decades. And they plan to look at other crops, which Varzi says may do much better with less water. SEEP was inspired by similar technology being used on arid land in and around Israel. And it's a collaboration between several entities, including Colorado State University and United Water Sanitation District, where von Lemke is vice president. They supply municipal water, and as such, they have a stake in this research. That's because growing municipalities are eyeing agriculture, which uses 80% of the state's water. Cities and towns have bought water rights from farmers in the past, permanently drying up farmland. The Colorado Water Plan has identified alternative methods to leave some water for crops and to share the rest with the growing urban areas. What this project is really trying to show is how farms can use less water so they can lease some of their supply to municipalities.
Perhaps the city could buy half or, 60% of a senior water rate and use that for their urban needs. And then as part of that purchase, help supplement the cost of installing subsurface drip irrigation and also maybe apply for a junior water rate.
But installing this type of system is expensive, at about $1,700 an acre. A special filtration system and GPS technology are needed, in addition to the high-tech drip tape. But the other barrier von Lemke sees is motivation and the fear that some farmers have of losing some of their historic water rights.
Right now, with the laws being the way they are with water rights, there isn't really an incentive for a grower to save their water. They do apply as much as they can, because if they don't, it just runs down the stream.
This gets back to the use it or lose it adage, something John Stulp says is widely misunderstood. He's former Commissioner for Agriculture in Colorado. He's now a special policy advisor to the governor for water.
Unfortunately, it rolls off the tongue too easy. And you really have to go out of your way to intentionally abandon a water right in Colorado to really end up with no water right. And so we're trying to make sure that irrigators understand that they can participate in these programs, and that their beneficial consumptive use portion of their water right is preserved and held intact.
Recent legislation, like House Bill 1233, protects farmers on the quantification of their water right in court. So when they're participating in an approved conservation practice, it won't be held against them. Stulp acknowledges that the cost of using more efficient irrigation practices is an issue for farmers already operating on very narrow profit margins.
And so it's really difficult for a farmer to go to his banker and want to increase his expenses to put in certain kind of irrigation efficiencies.
The SEEP researchers are looking to partner with farmers to see how other crops respond to less water. In addition, Von Lemke hopes that municipalities will look at drip irrigation as an option for their parks and open spaces.
If we had a widespread adoption of that technology on the urban side, we could ease demand on ag in general. So, you know, both sides could use this technology to open up supplies for each other and kind of satisfy some of those needs we're going to have in the future.
A lot of discussion is happening around how to effectively share water across all users in the state. But with a growing population and projections showing less water being available, some say the time to move from discussion to action is fast approaching.
I think we're eventually going to be pushed into a situation where we're going to have to adopt these types of conservation techniques. And, you know, wouldn't it be nice if we already had some of the answers at hand?
For Connecting the Drops and Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Maeve Conran.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and Water Education Colorado. Find out more at yourwatercolorado.org. Support is provided by CoBank, which provides financing solutions to rural water systems. Learn more at cobank.com.